Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, and a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And, of course, we're brought to you in part two by your friendly neighborhood retailer something.
Right. Absolutely. Hey, good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Are you hustling? Are you running? Are you starting to feel the pressure of the season because you procrastinated?
That's right, because remember, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping.
There you go. Yeah, and
right.
That is the theme of today's show. Harold and I are going to help you spend your hard-earned money with some great ideas for hunters and anglers. It's our annual show to kind of take a look at some of the things that we've done over the year and really caught our eye. We've got that. We've got some news that's coming up, local news as well as state and national.
Yep.
So we got a big show headed your way. Y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And folks, if you haven't figured it out, we are now inside 10 days until Christmas Day.
Wow.
I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. Then a week later, it's New Year's.
Yep.
And 2024 is just on the horizon, just around the corner.
And then right after that's another birthday for me.
You're still counting those?
Yeah.
I thought you.
Yes.
I thought you'd reach that age where you went. Well, no, we're just gonna
like Jack Benny, stay 39.
Right. Absolutely. And now we have listeners out there going, "Who is Jack Benny?"
Yeah. Well, darn. Good point.
Oh, I'll tell you, it is time to get out and hustle. And we're going to be talking about that. Obviously, some of you all have been doing that in the month of November because the adjusted National Instant Criminal Background Check for November showed an increase, Harold.
Ooh.
5%. And that's amazing. 5% over November 2022. Mm-hmm. You know, we've kind of gone for 2 or 3 months there where we were a little dip.
Right.
But now it's jumped back up. That's impressive. That makes the 52nd consecutive month where the background check numbers have exceeded 1 million.
Think about that.
There's a whole lot of people stocking up, you know. And
think about all those votes, too.
Votes.
Yeah.
Interesting you mentioned that.
Yes.
The Concrete Jungle of Houston had an election or a runoff election.
Yep.
And they have a new mayor, is that
right? I saw him this week. You bet. John Whitmire.
Yeah?
Yep.
Very good. And he defeated who?
Sheila Jackson somebody. Sheila Jackson Lee.
I've heard that name before.
Yes. She's been around for a while, too. Yeah, very interesting. She lost the mayor's race on a Saturday and refiled to run for Congress on Sunday.
That kind of defines a career politician,
you think?
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Going to be interesting to see. I've got a lot of hope and faith for John. I mean, I've met him several times. Nice guy, even though he is a Democrat, but he's very moderate. And, you know, he was well known in the state legislature, crossing the aisle to get the job done and so on. So we'll see. Nice guy.
Yeah. Very good. Well, let's he doesn't have a real high bar, you know, to overcome. Here in the Lone Star State. Chronic wasting disease. Folks, this is getting serious.
Yeah, it really is, yeah.
You know, so much of it had been confined to deer breeding facilities,
right.
You know, game ranches. Well, now we're seeing a few more free-range animals. A 2-year-old white-tailed buck in Coleman County tested positive, and this is the first CWD case in that county, and something's going to happen. We mentioned last week that the Kerr Wildlife area had their entire herd put down
right.
because I think a 14-month-old buck, you know, tested positive. Uh-huh. What I read, what was in the release that was interesting was that they have double fenced the Kerr area with a separation.
Right.
In an article I did back in the August 2018 issue, I was alluding to the fact that the state of Wisconsin, when Governor Scott Walker, the Republican, was there, they came in and doubled the fence for separation so that animals couldn't nuzzle. I mean, supposedly the primary, I think they're finding out there may be other ways, but it's through saliva, you know, bodily fluids, things of that nature.
Right.
But there was separation so that the animals on either side of the fence could not nuzzle each other.
Uh-huh.
And so that evidently has been done at Kerr.
Well, interesting thing. I got a friend is on a lease in Junction, and they're in an area where you're supposed to go to a test station.
Right.
And the rancher is sort of mad at most of the guys on these various leases. I mean, he doesn't have everything. He's got part of it, right? But that they're not taking doe because they don't want to go to the trouble to take it to the testing station. And the rancher's getting really cranky because he wants more doe taken off.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's part of management.
Correct.
I mean, and it's how they, you know, perpetuate their permit if it's on the MLD permit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's something similar with Axis, free-range Axis deer. They were overrun in the South Llano River and particularly around Garner State Park.
Mm-hmm.
Did a draw for public hunting, which was a smart move.
Right.
But the hunters got picky.
Mm.
You know, they were waiting for
that big one.
Axis
yeah.
buck
mm-hmm.
to come out and right. wouldn't take the doe or a doe mm-hmm. to, you know, for meat.
And they're missing out on some great meat.
Oh.
It's the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What you got in some national news for us?
I was going to take a nap, but okay. Well, it's a happy anniversary for our friends at Ruger. They're celebrating their 75th anniversary. And they're putting out a bunch of commemorative firearms. They were talking about Christmas. They're doing a Mark IV standard model 22 pistol, a pair of different 10/22 Sporter rifles, an LCP Max. And each of these models is tastefully embellished with the 75th anniversary markings. Pricing for each remains competitive and in keeping with Ruger's tradition of providing high-value firearms at modest prices, because they do. That's what built that company, and they still do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got anything else?
Sure.
What?
National Shooting Sports Foundation, together with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, the ATF, as we say, and the Department of Justice, announced a month-long public education campaign reminding the Fort Worth area public about stiff penalties facing individuals convicted of unlawful firearms purchases, as those straw purchases. The Don't Lie for the Other Guy campaign is in its 23rd year, drives home the message that anyone making an illegal firearm purchase faces a federal felony penalty of up to 15 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. An additional 15 years can be added if the straw purchase is made with the intent of trafficking across state lines. Program is funded in full by the firearm industry and will now also include federal funding allocated to ATF by Congress. Fort Worth was chosen for this specific campaign by the ATF. Not sure why Fort Worth was chosen, but that's what they did.
You know, we need to do something on the show and in Texas Outdoors Journal that really enlightens folks to the changes to the regulations. Because when they say making a purchase for someone else, is that going in and me buying you a gun? Does that mean, could it be construed that I go in and buy a gift certificate and give it to you and you use that to go buy a gun?
No, that would be different because I would be filling out the paperwork.
Because of the paperwork.
Right.
You're going to be there.
Correct.
To take possession of it as opposed to taking it in your name and then passing it on to someone else without any transfer of papers.
Correct.
That's what I thought, but I just, you know, wasn't sure.
Yeah.
We ought to, you know, I was going to get John Hurlitz a call and say, at Carol's Gun Shop down in Wharton, and go, hey, you just clarify this.
Right,
you
know? Right.
But very good. All right, we're going to take a break because we got a big show headed your way. We've got the Outdoor Report. Best bets. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off-road. You didn't mention Tesla.
Oh, I didn't. You will. America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats because it's not about them. It is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Dunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I was sitting in one of my almost 25-year-old ones last weekend. Didn't see nothing, but I was comfortable. Anyway, the blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. It is newly designed, spacious configuration that provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That's B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
And you can check out some of these fine dealers to see for yourself this fabulous new design in the VersaBlind. Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg. Ebar Feeds, two locations, one in Hallettsville and one in Gonzales, and West Texas Game Feeders in San Angelo.
Indeed. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday and Sunday are our two best days of the week. Monday's rated as good. Tuesday slips to fair, with Wednesday plunging to poor. Thursday, Friday, next Saturday, a trio of fair days. Next Sunday, another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early to mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. Times will have adjusted by Monday, so game will be active from mid to late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. Tuesday through Thursday, a major time shift, with game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise, continue to feed until mid to late morning. On Friday and next Saturday, look for this feeding period to begin either side of sunrise, continuing until either side of the noon hour. Next Sunday, this feeding period will occur from early morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday, December the 19th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this Saturday is a three-tide day with two high tides and just one low. This Sunday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Monday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. Tuesday through Friday, a string of days with a double tide schedule. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a single tide schedule.
All right. On the coast, colder weather's come in. It's the season to play the wind, basically. When the north wind blows, tides drop out and pull bait and fish out of the back marsh areas. This is true over on Lake Calcasieu. See that regularly with Big Lake. Same thing in Sabine. Sabine has continued to see an excellent bite around the north levee on topwaters and 5-inch plastics. In the Galveston Bay complex, you just got a variety. Up in Trinity Bay, you've got some shallow reefs that are holding black drum and sheep's head. In fact, around the jetties, as well as down in Freeport, you're starting to see the sheep's head spawn begin, and that's going to run into March, April time frame. But you can catch some monster, double-digit size, sheep's head, and those are excellent. East Galveston Bay, around the reefs as well as the shorelines, there's a transition that takes place depending upon, what the weather's doing. Matagorda, drifting east Matagorda Bay or working the grass beds or up the Colorado River and Diversionary Channel, catching some good trout and redfish on shrimp. In behind Matagorda and St. Joe Island, fish those back bay areas, the mouths of them. That's where the exchange is going to take place, either inside or out. Also, the Guadalupe River coming down, one of the last major rivers on the Texas coast before you get into the hypersaline bays. Mm. But fish up in the mouth of that river. North Padre, the North Laguna Madre, Upper Laguna Madre. You've got all sorts of options around spoil banks. You've got channels, crash basin channels. You've got the King Ranch shoreline. Lots of options to play that temperature game. Again, don't be in a hurry to get out there first thing in the morning. Mm. Let things warm up. Mm-hmm. Shallow water will warm more quickly and will pull fish to them. Baffin Bay, the rocks are turning on as they do this time of year, as well as around Rocky Slough. Port Mansfield, again, plenty of options going up the land cut from the south or working around East Cut. Some good fishing taking place. And then the all-you-can-eat or all-you-can-catch buffet down on the Lower Laguna Madre.
Okay.
Just a plethora of fishing opportunities, particularly in the Brownsville Ship Channel. Deep water, got snook, got mangrove snapper on the end of the of that basin. You got trout. You name it, and it's going to be in there, and some great fishing. And again, shallow water warms more quickly, and you can get after it. And the neat thing, Harold,
yes,
the entire Texas coast, you can now catch flounder again.
Ooh.
It reopened on Friday of this week. Wow. So still can't go to state waters until after the first of the year. But hey. It's good.
Yeah.
There's plenty to do.
Fair.
All right, what's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's take a peek. Let's head to East Texas. Conroe. Crappie bite picked up this week using hair jigs from Lone Star Crappie Jigs and Stunna Jigs, low-profile plastics and minnows. Fish in 12 to 22 feet of water or close to the structure. That's where they're at. Fork. Lake Fork crappie fishing is just incredible right now, according to our report. If you're fishing the right areas and depths, the shad have been moving to deeper water towards the mid-lake areas in 30 to 62 feet of water, and the crappie follow them. Look for crappie on the timber along creek channels and ledges. Best areas seem to be between the 2946 bridge and the 154 bridge. Lake of the Pines. Crappie are good on standing timber in 30 to 40 feet of water using jigs and minnows, stacking in deep open water areas. Nacogdoches, bass are good with decent-sized schools chasing bait 20 to 25 feet of water. Crappie are good biting jigs and larger profile baits while the crappie feed heavily on shad. The majority of fish have made their way to deeper water. Watch for standing timber, especially north of the power line. Sam Rayburn. Bass are good shallow, with some bass on deeper points using rattle traps and shallow running spinnerbaits and topwaters early. White bass are moving up the river using small rattle traps and roadrunners. Catfish are in the creeks in 12 to 18 feet of water using cut bait or live minnows. Limestone. Largemouth bass are in 1 to 6 feet of water on docks and rocks, biting lipless crankbaits, Texas rigged, chatterbaits, Carolina rigs. Crappie are in 8 to 16 feet of water on brush and standing timber, biting minnows. Palestine. Crappie fishing is excellent on minnows and jigs in standing timber on the State Highway 155 bridge pillars in 20 to 35 feet of water. Sand bass and hybrids are great along the river channel in 25 to 35 feet of water. Drifting crankbaits, flukes, or shads, Texoma. Striped bass fishing is great using live shad, flukes, and swim baits on the ends of the lake near the rivers, watching for gulls working active fish in the channels in 30 to 50 feet of water. Catfish are good drifting cut shad in 35 to 45 feet of water on flats off the river channels. Bigger fish are showing up shallower as well as on the flats in 15 to 20 feet of water west of the islands.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir. The white bass fishing has been good around the birds, chasing bait balls in 30 to 60 feet of water. Blade, spoon, shallow crankbaits, lipless crankbaits, umbrella rigs, all are working well. Falcon Reservoir, big catfish are good on cut bait along the river channel, deep humps and ledges in 20 to 30 feet of water. Keeper catfish are good on stink bait, shrimp, and smaller cut bait on a cork in 5 to 15 feet of water. Allen Henry. Yes, I know it's a big bass-producing lake, but in the wintertime, mm-hmm. it becomes a crappie-producing water body. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 25 to 40 feet of water. Meredith, white bass are excellent throughout the day on minnow slabs or any vertical presentation. Trout are biting power baits, minnows, worms, small spinners, and flies. Walleye can be caught pitching jig heads and grubs along the bank with a nice slow retrieve. And folks, if you want to know what it's like to fish in the northern latitudes, then go to the Panhandle and fish Meredith this time of year. Because
yeah.
you might get snowed on.
Right.
It's going to be
right.
cold. They've got trout that have are regularly stocked in there on the winter stout trout stocking program. And then the walleye are just absolutely phenomenal.
Mm.
What's going on in the Hill Country?
Well, let's go. Brady. Catfish are good on live perch or cut shad in Brady Creek on trot lines or jug lines. Buckhannon, white bass remains the king of the bite this week. Vertical jigging, 1/2 to 1 ounce spoons in 20 to 45 feet of water. Hybrid stripers are mixed in amongst the schools of whites. Stripers have been biting good on live bait and on the same jigging pattern as the white bass on larger swim baits. Travis, bass are good whether fishing in the coves or main lake. Finding the shad's the key to this one. Jigs and 6 to 10 inch curly tail worms in pumpkin or watermelon are working well on the ledges. Stick worms in any grass beds are good.
Ah, there you go. All right, well, the hunting portion of our program is brought to you by Dallas Safari Club. Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for a well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of Dallas Safari Club is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of well-regulated hunting in the sustainable use of wild resources. DSC is a member of the International Union for Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused conservation organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualify projects, organization, and programs in support of that mission. Whether at Dallas Safari Club's huge annual four-day convention held each January or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places that hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference by becoming a member of its organization, getting involved, becoming a part of their growth. For more information, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org. And check out their website for more convention information.
Okay.
All right, deer hunters.
Yes.
In the North Zone, just a reminder, this is the long season this year, all the way to January 7th, in the North Zone, whitetail deer season and Rio Grande turkey fall season concludes. South Zone continues through January 21st. All right, this is the time of year when Harold and I are giving you closing dates.
You're right.
Because everything's open. I mean, this is what makes the Christmas holiday so special.
Mm-hmm.
Quail season through the 25th. Then you've got, where did I make it? Here it is right here. It opened this Friday. All three dove zones, north, central, and south. This is the second split. North zone continues through December 31st. Central zone continues through January 14th. South zone through January 21st. And from all reports, absolutely phenomenal. I will give you a firsthand report.
Yes.
On the late season dove in the greater Abilene area.
Oh, okay.
On next week's show.
Oh.
All right.
Off again, eh?
Absolutely.
On the road again.
Tis the season.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. All right. I can't see.
It's going to be a surprise.
It's going to be a surprise.
Right. Well, before I get to this, though, and you mentioned something during the break, you know, about the Tesla recall.
Right.
2 million. They're basically recalling everything they've built and sold.
But specifically, it's what is it?
Well, they're tweaking the autonomous drive mode thing to make it harder for people to be stupid. Is kind of basically.
I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing. The whole thing saying autonomous makes you stupid anyway because it's a lot of little guidelines and safety things and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. They never said, oh, you can just take your hands off the wheel and just go on down the road. They never said that, you know, but people have done it. And I guess Mr. Musk is tired of all the lawsuits of people that, you know, did something stupid and then the family sued Tesla. But that's it. But that's like everything that they've sold, they're recalling to tweak the computer.
Yeah.
My. Mm. But this one, I'll set you up on this one, though, okay? Because one of the accessories. Hello, get that. That might be the phone. One of the accessories is hot stamped boron steel skid plates on the front approach angle, steering gear, transfer case, fuel tank, and rear differential.
Okay.
Huh? I know how much you love your skid plates.
Absolutely.
This is the 2023 GMC Sierra 1500 AT4X. Oh, my. 6.2-liter V8, pumping out 420 horsepower, tow 9,000 pounds, 10-speed automatic transmission, and it's built to get off that road, friends. 2-speed automatic transfer case, 120-volt outlet in the bed. That's handy. Off-road suspension. 2-inch lift on the suspension system there. Again, the skid plates, front and rear locking diff, hill descent control, Stabilitrack, trailer sway control, loaded to the gills, 12-speaker Bose premium sound system on the inside. Of course, it's nice. It's a GMC. One I had was a deep bronze metallic with an obsidian interior. Full-grain leather seats, premium micro suede headliner, 16-way power front massaging seats. Ooh. LED cargo area lighting. Stamped steel bumper. 12-spoke high-gloss black aluminum wheels. This thing was loaded to the gills. And also, I'm glad I have stock in Exxon because it gets 14 miles per gallon in town and 17 on the highway.
Hey, that's not bad.
Right. Anyway, the standard vehicle, I guess this is everything you can get on it. Standard vehicle is $81,000. The one I was driving was 90. Well, actually, 90,935 plus tax, title, and license. I haven't figured out what all that is. Anyway, but hey, you know, they sell all they make. Who would ever thought these near $100,000 pickup trucks would sell like that? But every manufacturer that has a high-end truck like that, they're selling every one they can make. So this one was the 2023 GMC Sierra 1500. They're really cool AT4X.
Imagine. That price, which is probably more than the first home many of us bought.
Twice what my first home was, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Harold and I are going shopping, first for anglers, and then we're going to follow it up for you hunters.
Get out the card.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. We're back, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The Whitetail Blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. All right, we've got this kind of drizzly, cold, and then warm, and then it's going to be cold again weather. And that stresses wildlife, okay?
Stresses me, too.
It stresses the bucks because they're out doing their annual thing, and 25% of their body weight will be lost during the rut. Couple of things about what you just heard. Advantage of limited intake. Number one, we've told you there's a better than a 2.5-to-1 savings over a protein regimen. But if you have it out and it's available, then just a little bit gives a replenishment of what's being lost.
Right.
Okay. So not only works for doe, but it also works for those bucks. And just do it. There's too many reports. I mean, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, too proven.
It really is. Yeah. Pick up some bags at your local Tractor Supply. Go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Watch the video, but you can also put in your zip code and find an independent dealer near you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a bigger order, then go to give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Fortified Cottonseed.
They'll bring it to you if you buy enough of it.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. I got an interesting note, too. Last week I was up in my little hill country heaven in the Mason Brady area.
Right.
Still rutting. A friend of mine got a dumb one.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Good.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, actually, how long that rut will continue. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is impressive. We're going shopping, and we're going to start off with anglers.
Okay.
Number one on a consideration is an inflatable life vest. Take a page from the freshwater anglers, absolutely, the bass anglers, yep, the tournament anglers, and you coastal anglers, I see so many of y'all, and I used to be one,
mm-hmm,
running around with no life vest on when you're running.
And you got some currents sometimes that'll sneak up on you.
You got some waves. There's, yeah, anything could happen. You could trip and stumble, hit your head, but I have the hydrostatic where you know, if you go overboard, it's water activated, mm-hmm, turn you over, you know, keep your face up.
Well, they've got it so scientifically proven now that you got those suspender types that don't mess with your emotion. You can, you know, get that cast out there real good and stuff like that. But like you say, they go poof and inflate when needed.
Absolutely. The suspender inflatable type is exactly. They're lightweight. They're comfortable. And there's even some for guys my size.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, additional buoyancy. No, yes. Additional buoyancy.
Yes.
You know, longer, you
right,
know. But any adult should be wearing it, and it's required that some sort of PFD be on a child.
Right.
Okay, and it's the traditional,
do you have the age on that, do you know?
I think it's 12 or 13. It's about that age.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure. Go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual.
Research it, yes.
And confirm it for yourself,
right,
okay?
Well, you want to protect your kids anyway.
So, yeah. So much of what we do is very personal.
Mm-hmm.
What works for Harold may not work for me and vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
But again, take a page from the bass anglers, you know, playbook.
Mm-hmm.
They show up at the dock with the beautiful bass boats.
Yes.
And a fistful of rods and reels,
mm-hmm,
pre-rigged.
Right.
Coastal anglers, listen to me, because I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to fish the same rod and reel setup for everything from soft, you know, from plastics to a popping cork, you
okay,
know, to a topwater. And who really turned my attention in a different direction was Brett Crawford back when he owned All Star Rods.
Right.
Okay. Brett and I were talking. We were talking about topwaters. And most coastal anglers will go out and they'll buy a rod that they really like,
mm-hmm,
and it really works well for, you know, soft plastics,
mm-hmm,
or fish and bait.
Right.
But when it comes to topwaters, maybe too much weight.
Ah,
okay.
Okay.
Brett said that his favorite rod for topwaters was about a 6-foot medium heavy action.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you know the weight, guys and gals, when you load up and you make that long cast,
right,
with that big topwater bait. And then you're trying to walk the dog, you know, or, mm-hmm, put in part action on it. Go with something that you can control. Now, with my height,
yeah,
I usually go with something about 6'3", you know, 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how much more control you have over it, all right? But that's giving a rod, a specialty rod, to an angler.
Okay.
With it, you know, and even if you have to explain it to them.
Got something for night crawlers?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's bait, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be the super expensive graphite, latest super light.
Yeah.
Hey, fiberglass, composite type rods, you know, still work extremely well. We fished them for years.
A mixed selection of baits would be a nice thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, DOA certainly has some, mm-hmm, packages, others. You know, surprisingly, freshwater baits, mm-hmm, that work,
right,
also work on the coast.
Yep.
Rattle traps, the Spendly. Rivet.
Spoons, MIPS.
Spoons, absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Hey, and here's a tip for you.
Yeah.
Give them a black spoon, a, mm-hmm, Johnson Sprite black spoon.
Yeah.
Learned from Captain Lynn Smith out of Port O'Connor. Was fishing a school of redfish back then.
Mm.
They wouldn't eat anything, any spoon I threw, and he goes, throw a black spoon and they will eat it. Okay.
Right.
We got more headed your way as we're going to shift over to the hunting side of gift giving right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show. Texas Outdoor News.
Over the years, the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo has raised millions of critical dollars for wildlife and wild places around the globe. West Texas Water Guzzlers aid and nourish many species. A helicopter with the DSC logo fights against poaching in Africa. We stand on Capitol Hill day after day defending your ability to hunt, fish, and shoot. This important work depends on your attendance at the DSC Convention. Please come and enjoy. Details are at biggame.org.
We continue our shopping escapade here on Texas Outdoor News. And, all right, guys, you got lucky. Mm-hmm. Married a good-looking woman that loved to hunt and fish.
Right.
Okay? I did, you know. And let me tell you what. She's going to like some of the same things you like.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she likes the girly stuff, you know.
Yeah, but.
But. And right now that's available, our friends at Henry Firearms, Henry Rifles, Lever Action, they've got the American Beauty Rifle. And I love this. Who says diamonds are a girl's best friend?
Oh, really? Okay.
They're actually pitching this for Valentine's Day, which is obviously in the foreseeable future.
Sure.
But beautifully engraved 22 long rifle with a rose on the scrolling or on the inscription that says American Beauty. Okay. And what better way if your wife's going, oh, I didn't grow up hunting, I didn't grow up shooting. 22 is one of the best things.
Let's get started.
Yeah.
And again, these two fill the bill for what I like, having an exposed hammer. If you're training somebody, you know, then you know when it's cocked.
Absolutely.
And you can start off with one, even though it's a lever action, you can start off with one bullet at a time, you know, while you're training and keep it safe.
Get on the Henry mailing list or the email list because they're always coming out with some commemorative, you know, as well as very functional hunting.
Well, I need to throw in, though, the long live the lever gun, though, because, you know, we've written about it and talked about it. The CEO of Ruger, when they bought Marlin out of bankruptcy, you know, he says, don't worry, they're coming back. And they've come back now. They've come out with a lot of them. And Marlins were always great guns, but these are better than the old Marlins. And now they've come out with three different models. They came out with the 45-70 first and then a 44 mag and now a 357 lever gun and a 30-30. So a nice range of stuff. I saw a cartoon last week that kind of sums it up, I think, for both of us. Some guy, it was a picture of a gun store, and he said, honey, don't ask me what I want for Christmas. You know where the gun store is.
Absolutely. Right.
But, you know, that. You know, ammunition. I mean, get it while you can. We talked to Carol's gun shop about that, because some stuff out there is still hard to find.
And they spell accessories with a capital A. We said that when we visited with John. Right. And you know, and if you can't find something, a smaller market, you know, like Wharton, many times you can find stuff. You know, and they, as John told us, they do it all the time. A few weeks earlier, we visited with Charlie Crockett, whose family makes the gun mattress.
Right.
Has Hill Sport and Crockett Farms, all three. The gun mattress is way cool for carrying on your vehicle or on your UTV.
Well, and also for transporting firearms. Roll them up in it.
You can. Yep. You could do that, but they also have, as you pointed out, the gun cases for different sizes.
And that's Hill Sport. Pistols. Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's at hillsport.com.
And you get it monogrammed.
Oh,
yeah.
And then if you want something to eat, now we may be past the time when they could get it, unless it's, you know, here in Texas. But CrockettFarms.com, they've got those fruit baskets.
Yeah.
They do have smoked meats.
Right.
And the one that really caught my eye for something that we'll just give throughout the year is every month a different fruit or vegetable is shipped. And what a cool gift.
Well, the ruby red grapefruit is what got my eye originally.
In 10, 15 onions?
In 10, 15 onions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And why are they called that? We didn't know that until, I mean, I didn't know that until we had that interview.
No, I knew it was the time with the date.
I didn't know that. That's the date you plant them, October 15th. I didn't know. I thought it was like a secret code or something for A&M.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Go old school. Everybody's going electronics. Let me tell you, if you hunt in colder weather, cold weather has a really adverse impact on batteries.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So you go, oh, I got my GPS right here. Well, what happens if the battery goes out or the GPS isn't, you know?
I may go over and charge it in my electric car.
Yeah, right. Or the tow truck that comes to get you.
Yes, and I am living proof on how the cold drains batteries on a plug-in car. I mean, big time. I had one. I was getting like a percentage of charge.
We don't care about that.
Yeah, right. You will if you had one, though.
But
oops,
I won't.
They didn't tell me about
that. Hang on.
Yeah.
Let's go with a compass. Mm-hmm. Let's go with an altimeter if you're going to hit, higher elevations.
Okay.
Might end up having to deal with, some sort of altitude sickness.
You never know.
Absolutely. But the compass, you can take a bearing and you can navigate. Learn to orienteer,
Yeah. Well, even though we'll be doing stocking stuffers, we still got to talk about the line of products from Hybrid Light, because those things, because they charge not only the sun, but they're photovoltaic. So, I have some in my house oriented to the ceiling lights in my kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and it keeps them charged.
Right.
And then you can charge your phone off of those lights, too. Well, you got some. I mean, they're incredible.
I've got several of the of the headlamps
yeah.
because they're small. They're yep. compact. They're bright.
Mm-hmm.
And I will lay them down. And then I'll find the other one.
Right.
Or maybe the other one.
Right.
I've
yeah.
got.
That's
just for backup. Also, day packs.
Uh-huh.
Something good. When you go afield, and even if you're hunting with a guide or outfitter, you should be self-sufficient.
Yes.
And have a good quality day pack. If you need a frame, you're doing it something else. But have a good pack with you and carry some things so that if you had to spend the night out, even if it's on a private ranch,
mm-hmm.
You can do so fairly comfortably.
Right.
Make something hot to drink or eat. All right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more. Just use your imagination.
A good thermos of some kind that keeps it hot, keeps it cold. I don't know how it knows, but it does keep things hot and it does keep things cold.
Very good. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the outdoor calendar. We've still got more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment, advocating the right to keep and bear arms, advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What else we got coming up?
Well, let us take a peek here. Through December 31, pheasant season, 37 counties in the Panhandle. Again, go to the Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual website. Check these things out to be safe and sure. Through January 28th, the duck regular season second split in the North Zone. That's 139 counties. Again, check with Parks and Wildlife. And through January 28th, also the dusky duck season second split North Zone. And go hunting, all right? But be sure and go in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And as we mentioned, Hybrid Light, they are the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They got flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. They even have kits that contain like one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer. Get on it right now. 20% off, 20% off any of their products, free. Same day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free. Same day shipping. TEXAS20 is the code, hybridlight.com.
Oh, glad you all joined us today as we gave a few ideas for some larger Christmas gifts.
We probably have some more.
Yeah, you know, gift cards certainly work. Go hire a guide, you know, go on a trip with someone.
Give them an NRA membership.
Give them some fortified cottonseed and take care of your deer herd.
Right.
So, and we're going to be back next week with our stocking stuffers, mm-hmm. something a little bit smaller.
Right, something easy. So, yeah. Be sure and check the balance on your credit card, all right? Anyway, do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. List of all our wonderful affiliate stations there. Shows are archived there, so you go, what'd they say? Well, it's just right there. Just click on listen to our show, all right? In the meantime, whether you're in the woods or on the water, be safe out there so you can join us next week, same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.